This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Well, good morning to you. It is 8:19 right now, and you're tuned to WGNS on the air since 1947. Joining us live this morning, we have Dr. Craig McCabe, local eye doctor. Dr. McCabe, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. I hope everybody's doing well. And I just want to make sure everybody knows I was not starting those broadcasts in 1947.
So you were not on the air back then, huh?
That's right. I've been on it a while, but not that long.
So what's happening this morning? How are you starting off this week?
Doing great. Just had some workmen at the house trying to get some things done. You know, the usual thing. My saying is, if it's not one thing broken, it's three more.
You're absolutely correct on that. And to fix these broken things, we need good eyesight, and that's where you come in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's interesting. Many studies have been done on it, and it doesn't matter whether you're just walking around your house, you're playing tennis, or golf, or you're working at your computer, good vision increases your performance at all those activities.
It's funny how that works. If you're able to see better, you're usually able to work better and do things a little easier.
Yeah, and you know, as we get older, it becomes that and our memory becomes probably the two most important things that keep you out of, you know, senior homes and villages and those kind of things that keep your independence. So you want to take care of your eyes along the way. They will become more and more important to you as time goes on.
And just a reminder before we fully get started here, folks can text in any questions they may have for Dr. McCabe. All you have to do is text us at 615-893-1450. Again, 615-893-1450. Well, Dr. McCabe, did you see the Northern Lights?
You know what? That was like the haves and the have-nots. If you were lucky enough to be in an area or live in an area that has dark skies, they were wonderful. And I had friends send me pictures, and I was so jealous, envious, that they were getting to see these wonderful colors. And I was not, because I live in an area of Murfreesboro here, and I drove a little ways out of town, but that has significant light pollution. You know, we get a lot of our light pollution from lights that we try to light things up so we can see at night that also aim up in the air. And if instead all of them just aim downwards to what we're trying to light, we would have less light pollution, darker skies, and we'd all be able to see these wonderful things. But fortunately enough, when I was on a fishing trip up in northern Canada, near the Northern Territories with my high school buddies several years back, we saw the Northern Lights for several nights and that green, pinkish glow that you get from it. It's wonderful. I hope everyone gets to see them at some time.
Definitely. I know if you're in the Canada area on vacation or something, then there's a good chance you go to the right place. You can see them perfectly. And from what I hear, folks here, whenever these northern lights appeared, and as far as I know, it was the first time people were able to capture it. But if you took a picture of it and set your camera to long exposure, you were able to see it. Whereas with the naked eye, you may not have actually seen it.
Yeah, well, actually, people that were in areas of dark skies, maybe they live near farmland or there's not much light pollution, they were able to see it. I mean, there's pictures all over the internet and everything.
I've seen them. So cool.
Yeah, when you're up in Canada, it looks totally different. It's like green and pink slime that slowly moves around the whole sky. It's just something you're not used to seeing at all. Here it was more of, you know, pretty like sunset colors and pretty pink colors in the sky. So I hope everyone got to see it or will get to see it sometime in their lifetime.
Here's an interesting question to start off the morning. And again, you can text us at 615-893-1450. This question asks, does CBD or does marijuana really help your eyes in some way?
Oh, what a great question. So not much at all for the CBD, but for the THC, Delta 7, 8, and 9, I believe, those forms, they can help to lower what's called intraocular pressure, which is the eye pressure in your eye. And that only helps people that have high pressure that's too high for their eyes. And that's when you have the diagnosis of glaucoma and you're on eye drops. So they can help get you off of the eye drops. The problem with it is that you have to have consumed that product every 2 hours.
Wow.
For it to be at an effective level. So, of course, you can't do that while you're sleeping. And what's interesting, Scott, we've talked about this, although it's been a while, is that our eye pressure is highest on average about 7 to 8 points higher when we're sleeping than when we are awake. So when you need it, the effect of that drug is not available. So it's not a good choice is the answer. And of course, you know, you have the side effects of kind of red and dry eyes. So it's not recommended for any of those things. However, it does have medicinal uses that we don't want to forget that are incredibly important to people that have pain unrelieved by certain pain medications or on chemotherapy that makes them very nauseous. Actually, it's one of the best things for those conditions.
That's interesting. And I know originally in some states, they started legalizing medical marijuana. And the big thing was it's for your eyes. But I don't, now that you say you had to have it, you know, every 2 hours, it seems like that would not be a good use for it. But the pain and all of that, the nausea, that does sound like a positive use for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's numerous reports in the literature, you know, peer-reviewed, double-blind studied, controlled studied trials that show that it is effective for that when many times other medications are not, or the other medications have worse side effects that cause other problems that make them not worth taking.
That is fascinating. And of course, I know you do have the problem. Some folks are allergic to marijuana, just like they are any other drug.
Oh, yeah. You can, as we know, you can be allergic to anything. And you can use something for years and years and years and years of your life and then develop an allergy. And they say, well, how can I have an allergy? I've been, you know, eating this or using this or whatever for years. And what it is your immune system, as we know, gets weaker as we get older, like most things in our body. And it gets to a point where before, when it could control some things and take care of some things, now it's overwhelmed and they seem to get the upper hand. And so you can develop allergies to things that you have not been allergic to before as we get older.
And sometimes those allergies can indeed be life-threatening. Folks can, you know, have problems breathing. For example, their throat may swell up, but there's all sorts of things like anaphylactic shock that can occur.
Oh, then these are terrible things. You know, there's a scale or a grade or a spectrum to most issues and problems, where some are mild and some are worse. Peanut allergies is a perfect example. How, you know, some people cannot be anywhere near peanut dust, and then there's some people that just have mild allergies to it. So it just depends upon what your allergy is. But if you are one of those people that do have, you know, a change in your breathing where you have a hard time breathing because your throat and your tongue swell up or your heart just isn't beating like it should, you know, you need to have one of those EpiPens wherever you go. You know, my heart goes out to those people, but at least we have something now that can help them. And if you think you might be, you know, mild, moderately allergic to things, you know, some people are allergic to foods and they don't know it. Just whenever they eat something, they get sick. But you can have an allergy test by an allergist, of which there's several in town. And, you know, they can look at probably about 92% of all things you could be allergic to and let you know. And oftentimes, if you just stay away from them, you do just fine.
Dr. Craig McCabe on the air with us this morning. And, you know, with those EpiPens, I promise whenever you're going into anaphylactic shock, your throat's closing up, you're broken out in hives, when that shot, that injection, when you, you know, put it into your leg, you don't even feel it because you're obviously scared to death when you, when it's hard to breathe.
That's right. And they are literally a lifesaver for some people. You know, we went through, if you remember, I don't know, what was it, 10, 12 years ago, that people couldn't afford them, even with their insurance. And now they've come up with better generics, and they've had some legislation about it where these things are at least available to people that don't have a lot of money to spend because they are life-saving. You can't run to the ER, and oftentimes not in time. When you need the treatment. So thank goodness we have modern medicine.
Definitely. We have another question here from a listener. It says, I was recently diagnosed as being pre-diabetic and put on a diet. What do I need to worry about as far as my eyesight? Because I've always heard diabetes and eye problems go hand in hand.
Well, this is another one of your well-read listeners. That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, the number one cause in our country of people of working age for losing their vision is diabetes. So everyone that has diabetes or pre-diabetic, I'm sure their insurance company has sent them, you know, literature in the mail, but they are supposed to get a dilated eye exam, a thorough eye exam once a year. And it's been shown that if you do this, you will have better control, management of your diabetes, because we always send a letter. The eye doctor sends a letter back to the primary care physician to let them know whether the diabetes is getting worse, stable, or improved in their eyes. Because oftentimes the eye doctor is the only person that can see the red blood cells going through the capillaries and the retinas of the eyes. That's where they dilate your eyes. That's why you got to have a dilated eye exam once a year. And this helps your doctor better manage how tightly they need to control your diabetes. And then, of course, if it has not been well controlled, you've had it for many years, and you've developed diabetic retinopathy or diabetic macular edema, these are all problems caused by leaking capillaries in the retina that do worsen your vision, and sometimes permanently, that if you can catch it early and manage it, then you can keep your vision. So yes, it's very important for every diabetic, pre-diabetic to get an eye exam once a year, followed by their eye doctor. And then once they can see that they're under control, good control for several years with no diabetic retinopathy, they may stretch it out a year and a half or so, but once a year for all people, diabetic, pre-diabetic, to get a good, thorough, dilated eye exam. One of the best investments you can make in your vision the rest of your life.
Now, again, for that, is that usually covered by insurance if, you know, you get that diagnosis of saying you're pre-diabetic or you're now diabetic?
Scott, that's another good question, because we always have questions about this in my office. You know, what does my medical insurance cover, or do I have to have vision insurance to help them pay for this? And the answer is it absolutely goes on your medical insurance. And sometimes on your vision insurance if you have a diabetes rider on it and you do not have any diabetic retinopathy or diabetic macular edema. However, not to be confusing, if you have your medical insurance, they cover it for everyone once a year.
I bet a lot of people have questions when it does come to insurance on eyesight, because if you don't have specific eye type insurance and only you just have the basic, you know, medical insurance, there are a lot of questions there, such as what does this cover?
Right. So let's put it this way, it's not an exacting, all encumbering definition, but if you want to have a regular exam where you have no problems with your vision and you're interested in getting glasses or contacts, that's what vision insurance covers. However, if you have any medically related eye problems, that's what your medical insurance covers. And of course, diabetes can be a medically related eye problem. So it's all covered for that. And we said once a year, that's for the screening test. But if you do have diabetic retinopathy, which is bleeding in the retina, or you have swelling in the retina, which is diabetic macular edema, then insurance will cover however many office visits it takes during the year to keep you under good control. But your vision insurance, typically you have an allotment of money that you can spend on the exam and or glasses and contacts per year, where you also pay a deductible amount or a copay. And that's what that's for. That's why it's called vision rather than medical. But your medical insurance will cover pretty much everything about your eyes that's medically related. But many medical insurances do not cover glasses and contacts. Interestingly, if you have cataract surgery and you have Medicare, they will cover for the first basic pair of glasses after your cataract surgery, when otherwise they don't cover for your glasses. But that's the exception. And that's because you had a medically related problem that changed your vision, and now you need a new pair of glasses. So they do pay for one pair of basic glasses after cataract surgery.
And here's an interesting question. I guess you kind of piqued this interest in listeners, but it says, my employer offers vision insurance. It costs $45 a month. Is this something you would recommend?
Okay, so let's think about it. $45 a month, that's a little over $500 a year if you have to pay all that. So if you get a pair of glasses or contacts per year, you would most likely save money and it would be worth doing. If you don't need any glasses or contacts, good for you, then it may not be worth the money to you unless you've got a family history of some kind of eye problem and you just want to have surveillance of that problem or monitoring of it. Make sure you catch it as early as possible if it were to develop in you. But those would be the only conditions where I'd say it makes sense to get it or not get it.
Again, Dr. Craig McCabe on the air with us this morning, local eye doctor. We do have another question. Are there any supplements, I guess vitamins, that you would recommend for better eyesight as we age?
Okay, so this is another one of those answers where the answer is depends. And so there's a spectrum, right? Like we talked about. Let's say you don't have any eye problems at all. Then a regular once-a-day multivitamin like Centrum or Centrum Silver, they're the most popular brand, but anything very similar to that would be the same. That's a good vitamin to take for so many things. Now, if you're on blood thinners like warfarin or Coumadin, You have to let your doctor know. That's why whenever you go to the doctor, you tell them if you're on vitamins, you know, whatever it is, a supplement or whatever that you swallow every day. You have to let your primary care physician know all those things because they can interact. However, not on blood thinners, no eye diseases, a once-a-day vitamin is a very good idea because all of us could have better diets, right?
That's right. So, we could.
Yeah, so that just makes good sense, and they're cheap. Now, let's say you have diabetes in your eyes. Then you're going to be on want to be on one of the vitamins that are specific for diabetic eye disease. If you have dry eyes, there's ones for dry eyes. If you have glaucoma, there's ones that increase blood flow to the optic nerve that are beneficial for glaucoma. We have all those in our office, of course. So if you were in need of anything like that, we would discuss that with you. But unless you're in those specific situations, a once-a-day vitamin is always helpful and is rarely causes a problem.
And the phone number, if you would like to ask Dr. McCabe a question, all you have to do is text us, 615-893-1450. Again, 615-893-1450. This next question says, my eye is literally red. I got hit in the eye by a tree branch while mowing, and my whole eye is red, but so far I can see out of it without an issue. It's just red. I guess he means maybe a blood vessel busted inside or something.
So that's probably a good guess. But the answer is you never know. And if you have direct trauma to your eyeball, you should get it checked out. I mean, it's like a stitch in time saves 9 ounce of prevention or the pound of cure, all those kind of things, because you can get little lacerations or cuts in your eyeball that are important that cause a risk of infection. And infection in the eyes are difficult to treat. You can have blunt trauma to the eyeball, whether it be an airbag or a fist or just falling down, hitting your eye on something. You're at risk of a retinal detachment and glaucoma and bleeding inside the eye. Or you could, like you said, just cut a little capillary in the white part of your eye, and that bled. And lots of times when that bleeds, it goes halfway around your eyeball. And if you're on a blood thinner, aspirin, ibuprofen, it'll go all the way around your eyeball and look terrible. Oftentimes, those things are just cosmetic. It's like a bruise. It's on the outside of the eye, but underneath the conjunctiva, and say your eye being white, it's blood red, and it looks terrible. And you may have to adjust if you're on blood thinners. So it can be a simple thing or it can be a complex thing. It's not something that can be diagnosed over the phone. And just a routine dilated eye exam, eye visit is always worth it. Because if something is missed, then those kind of problems can be difficult and much harder to treat.
So while that listener's vision is okay today, and let's assume it happened yesterday, but yet his eye is actually red, could there still be a problem to where maybe his vision starts to really go downhill tonight, tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, there's, like I said, there's all kinds of things that can happen. Everything from a foreign body in the eye to a retinal detachment to glaucoma to bleeding inside the eye, all kinds of things. But usually for minor things like this, it's called a subconjunctival hemorrhage, which is where you cut one of those little capillary blood vessels in the conjunctiva and it bleed some, and it looks like a big red spot on the white part of your eye. But you can't tell. You know, I have people that I haven't seen for a few years, and they come in and they've lost some vision. And I said, well, looking back at your chart, you know, you were supposed to be back in the office for your exam 3-4 years ago. You know, what happened? Why didn't you come in? They said, well, My eyes were fine. They didn't hurt. I could see fine. Well, the thing is, even if you can see fine and your eyes don't hurt, doesn't mean you don't have a problem that you need to have an annual exam or checkup on. And it's the same thing with your primary care doctor. You know, do you know when you have high cholesterol? No. Do you know when you have high blood pressure? No. Do you know when you have cancer? No. Unless it's almost too late. And that's when you have so many symptoms that you realize it. And good medical care, of course, is finding problems as soon as they happen or are on their way to becoming a problem and taking care of it then. That's how you stay healthy and active. And so, you know, just make these visits. Maybe they take a half a day out of your life to go to four different doctors per year. That's 2 days out of 365 to keep you performing well and out of the hospital and out of the surgery center. So those are incredibly easy, cheap investments to make for what could be serious problems. So, you know, the doctors don't even know what you have when you see them. They have an idea, but what do they got to do? They got to draw your blood. They got to do CT or MRI scans to confirm what it is and know how to treat it and know if the treatment's working. So, you know, go see your doctor and let them do a thorough exam on you. And over the years, you'll end up much better because of it.
And this next person says, I have regular and ongoing headaches. They seem to feel a little bit better when I rub my temples, but yet the pain comes right back. Could this be an eye problem?
Yeah, you know, headaches is one of those umbrella symptoms that holds many different diagnoses under it. Everything from common headaches, migraines, to ocular migraines, to problems with blood vessels in your face that can be a warning sign of future strokes, major strokes. So all kinds of issues and a range are within this. Now, usually, you know, 5% of all headaches are typical and treated typically, conservatively, but sometimes they can be serious problems. So once again, that's another thing to tell your doctor about. And often the doctor with headaches will say, well, how long has it been since you've seen your eye doctor? Because if your glasses prescription isn't right, or your contacts, or you don't have any, but you should, that eye strain can cause headaches. And of course, it causes decreased performance, whether you're driving or you're playing sports or you're just trying to read your tablet. So all these kind of things should be picked up on a good dilated eye exam. And you don't want that eye exam to be rushed, like you're just going in and out and you get a glasses prescription and you're done. You need to have a good, thorough, dilated eye exam to really know that your eyes are healthy.
Again, Dr. Craig McCabe on the air with us this morning. We are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll get to this next question. And this next question, Dr. McCabe, I'll just give you a heads up. It says, I'm always hearing about LASIK surgery, but I'm not real sure what that is or if I even need it. So we'll dive into that when we come back from this break.
Can't wait.
Time right now, 8:48. You're tuned to WGNS. Stay with us. More to come with Dr. Craig McCabe.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenemi at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Come out and see us for all of your music needs. We've got guitars, pianos, amps, drums, PA equipment, rentals, lessons, most anything you can think of in the music genre. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Hey guys, this is Scott. If you're often feeling tired, notice a lack of motivation and drive, or weight gain and loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone levels. I recommend Low T Center. It's where I get my levels checked. With their on-site lab, you'll get your results in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not your typical doctor's office either. It's concierge medicine for men, and their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with a customized treatment plan for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results, and most health insurance is accepted for treatment. And at Low T Center, they have convenient treatment options, including physician-monitored self-inject treatment for established patients that ship directly to your home each month. Right now at Low T Center, it's only $25 to get your testosterone level tested. You'll get your results in about 25 minutes. So get back to your best. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online today. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Right now that time, 8:50, you're tuned to WGNS. Dr. Craig McCabe in studio with us this morning. And before that last break, the question about LASIK surgery. And the person said, I'm always hearing about LASIK surgery, but I'm not real sure what it is or if I need it.
Okay. Well, so LASIK is one of the best ways of getting rid of glasses and contacts when, say, you're 40 years and younger, because then you don't need bifocals or reading glasses like you do when you're 45 and older. And LASIK just fixes one vision distance. So you can have that be far away or you can have that be up close, but it doesn't do both when you're over 45. Now, when you don't need bifocals or reading glasses, you're younger, you're, you know, less than 40, you know, your arms are still long enough for you to read, then LASIK's a great answer because you don't need to wear reading glasses or bifocals, so your eyes are able to do multiple focal distances, up close to far away. But once you get in that place where it's not, and then everybody will tell you that has reading glasses or bifocals, they got to get the power changed every couple of years because that need for increasing magnification or power to read things up close increases every couple of years after the age of 45. And so LASIK is kind of a one-time permanent fix, and so it's not a good answer for that. Now, once you get to be about 52 years and older, then you can have one of the lens replacement surgeries or the multifocal or the full range vision lenses that you hear us talk about here in the office. And so that will allow you to read up close and see far away and in between without glasses. And that's one of the things we specialize at our office, is to try to get people to see well without glasses. And so that is a more permanent fix. Matter of fact, I just saw a gentleman that had his full range vision lenses put in 15 years ago, and he's still not wearing any glasses for distance or up close. So it can last a long time and work very well, and he's thrilled with his vision. So it depends on how old you are and what your needs are, is the answer. And your ophthalmologist should be able to have an educated discussion with you and explain what's best for you.
And this next question, right in line with eye surgical procedures, it says, my eye doctor said that my cataracts needed to be removed and I could have lens implants, and he did not offer what's called a super lens, and he said, so I got the regular ones, not knowing anything about super lenses, and they said they heard you talk about super lenses. What is that, and would another surgery be of benefit?
Okay, so everybody uses different names, and it's almost like advertising gimmicks or marketing technology to get you interested in it. And I just kind of tell you the facts, you know, so you can call it the Forever Young lens. You can call it the Super lens. And you know what? No literature calls it that. There's nothing in science that calls it that. These are just made up terms for these things that people use for marketing. But they do call them full range vision lenses when they allow you to see in the distance, up close, and in between, like we're talking about. So that's a range of vision that's full. So it's a full range vision lens. So those are the facts kind of about it. And usually they are multi-powered lenses or multifocal lenses, but they're full range lenses, and that's what you want. If your eyes are healthy, that is by far our happiest patients that are most satisfied with their vision after their cataract surgery. And Scott here can vouch for it. Not that he's had them, because he's just a young buck, but his father, who you may know, got the full range vision lenses. I don't know. Maybe what was that? 12.
It was a while back. I'm not real 12, sure.
14, 15 years ago. He's another one that can still see just about everything as long as you're in good light without glasses, and very happy with their vision. So now, most cataract surgeons don't offer that to their patients. And what's a shame is they may not even discuss it with you. But they're supposed to. They're supposed to tell you all the risk benefits and alternatives. And one of those alternatives is the different lens implants that you can have put in. Now, there's ones that are just for distance vision. There's ones that are just for distance vision that also correct astigmatism. There are full range vision lenses, and there are full range vision lenses that also correct astigmatism. And so, you know, you want to go to an eye doctor that has all the tools in the toolbox so that you have, you know, the best outcome. You are most satisfied. You're happiest with your vision the rest of your life. Now, let's say that it didn't get discussed with you because they don't offer it. It should have been discussed, you know, of course, that I don't offer it, but there's this and these other doctors do this if you're interested in that, and there's an additional cost for that. But if that's not, and now you've gotten in just the distance vision lens, or maybe you didn't get an astigmatism correction with your distance vision lens, whatever it may be, then can you have that fixed later? And this one is a tricky one. The astigmatism, absolutely. We can fix that. I can fix that in the office, take care of it over a period of time, and correct your vision that way. But if you want to change lens implants, and maybe you had that cataract surgery 1, 2, 3 years ago, I have replaced ones that have been almost 4 years old, so to speak, that they had their cataract surgery ago. But there's a little bit of risk to it, I'll be honest with you. And if you've had a laser treatment to get rid of scar tissue after the cataract surgery, then that's a very difficult one. And we try to shy away from that and look at other ways of fixing your vision. So there are options available. It is kind of a complex topic, and it is an individualized one. But you need to see, if you're interested in that, you need to see an eye doctor that does offer that and can give you, you know, an educated discussion about what the best choices are for you, and then you can go from there.
I know we only have about a minute left, but if somebody has an astigmatism and, let's say, contact lenses didn't work for them, is there a chance that the surgery may not work?
So if contacts don't work and you have a relatively healthy cornea, it's usually because of a dry eye problem, and that has to be addressed for contacts to work. Contacts don't work when people that have dry eyes, and you have to be able to treat them with more than just eye drops. So that's another thing we specialize in, is dry eye care. If you need that, please call our office. We can help you. But if contacts can help it, but you don't want to wear contacts, then yes, For most cases of just astigmatism, we can help you with that. But again, it's an individualized treatment, has to have an exam and a discussion with the doctor for that.
Sounds great. Again, Dr. Craig McCabe with McCabe Vision Center on the air with us this morning. His office is right off of Memorial Boulevard at 122 Heritage Park Drive. Dr. McCabe, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, and thanks for all the great questions. And we'll see you, hear you again once next month, the second Monday of the month. So if you got a question, write it down. We'd love to talk about it then.
Sounds good. You're tuned to WGNS Murfreesboro.